When you think of Bloomington Normal brands with national or even international reputations, it's State Farm and Beer Nuts. Now, Distill is on the list. Distill recently marked its one-year anniversary since opening the giant brewery and beer hall just off Interstate 55. GLT's Ryan Denham visited with Distill CEO and brewmaster Matt Potts this week and brings back this story about going from local to national to international beer.
The last time I interviewed Matt Potts was 10 years ago, when he was about to open the first Distill brew pub at the shops of College Hills and Normal. At the time, Potts was brewing 250 gallons of beer at a time, a big jump from the 5-gallon batches he was doing as a home brewer back in the mid-90s. These days, Potts runs a brewery that can handle 1,800-gallon batches. If he had the fermentation capacity, he could do 150,000 barrels of beer a year.
So the scale of everything is a lot, which means everything's bigger, the batches are bigger, the expenses are bigger, the sales are bigger, which is a good thing. The team is bigger, our market reach is bigger.
And the list goes on. Distill's new brewery and beer hall opened in North Normal a year ago this week. The 47,000 square foot space cost $14 million. Distill has helped put downstate craft beer on the map. Three other craft beer tap rooms have opened in Bloomington Normal in just the past year. Potts himself has emerged as a sort of symbol of successful Midwest craft brewer. Governor Bruce Rauner even recently visited Distill to tout it as a successful Illinois business. So I asked Potts, is that feel normal yet?
I guess when you plan on that or you envision that, then when it happens, it feels kind of more normal, but at the same time, it's a little surreal. Like, do you realize we just sent beer to South Korea or the United Kingdom, or, you know, you've got beer that's just made here in Normal, Illinois, in the middle of the state, not anywhere near a major metropolitan area like Chicago, and we're sending beer, well, currently in 22 states, and probably by the end of this year, we could be pretty close to 30 states by then.
You heard that right. Distill is now being served on three continents. It arrived in South Korea 6 months ago, and they recently started shipping to the United Kingdom, too. Potts says they're trying to get a feel for what kind of style South Koreans and Brits like to drink. Distill is well known nationally for its line of sour beers, but they also do IPAs, pilsners, and stouts.
I think the South Korean market is a little bit like Bloomington Normal was, more like in 2007 to 2010, maybe not quite ready for sours yet. Definitely into IPAs and stouts, which is fine because we can send plenty of that there as well. But eventually, you know, we'll probably see, you know, its market develop as well. And the UK market's pretty well developed, so it'll be interesting to see what kind of beers they really sell well there.
Potts says he now finally has the time to focus on bringing Distill to new markets and just running the operation instead of thinking only about expansion. Distill has 275 employees between Normal and Champaign, including 125 workers here at the brewery. And if 2017 was the startup year for Distill, 2018 is the ramp-up year.
So like last year, it was really just about getting kind of the inventories built up and kind of getting stabilized. And now this year, really, I'd say over between now and about 12 months from now, or at least by the end of this year, hopefully we'd be at about 85% capacity, which is good and bad. And the bad part of that is then we already have to look at, you know, expanding some more, adding more tanks, et cetera. But hopefully within about 12 months, we would be maxed out at our capacity here. And when I say capacity, I'm not talking about the facility. I'm talking about the equipment that we have.
All that beer requires a lot of supplies. They get cans delivered by the truckload now, 200,000 at a time. They buy thousands of pounds of hops. And when they're done brewing, they send 40 to 60,000 pounds of used-up grain to Rop Dairy Farm, where it can be reused as animal feed. Quality control can be a nightmare, even with a small batch of homebrew beer. And if you don't clean your equipment, your beer can come out nasty. At Distill scale, quality control, or QC, is way harder. Potts says they've recently expanded their lab and QC program, including a full-time lab technician with a biology degree.
That's like lab equipment, like pretty high-tech lab equipment. We're trying to add more and more over time to get that, just have more tools at our disposal to make sure that our beer can survive as long as possible on the shelf.
As Distill gets bigger and bigger, Potts says he gets asked the same question over and over again. Will he sell to an even larger company? Illinois has a bit of a history with notable craft brewers being acquired, with Goose Island going to Anheuser-Busch in 2011. Last year, Lagunitas was fully bought out by Heineken.
We built this brewery because we love what we do. We have a passion for brewing. We love coming to work every day, and especially now that we're in this facility. we didn't get in. You know, I think you can envision or see some breweries that may get into this business, especially like investment groups or, you know, investment companies, private equity firms or whatever that get into this business, obviously for the sole purpose of building a brewery to sell it. It's never been our purpose in life to do that. So can I predict the future? No. What I can say is that's not our intent.
For now, Potts has his eyes in front of him, focused on growing Distill's business and finally not its physical footprint. I'm Ryan Denham.